mystery is my hobby. The story began on a cold, blustering day last winter. For several months, Inspector Norodatna and I have been trying to track down a gangster known as Duke Hensler. Duke operated a murder syndicate, and up to now had skillfully evaded all the traps we'd set for him. That very night, a telephone call came in, and we learned that on the day before, Duke had paid a call at a modest dwelling on the outskirts of the city.
End Lottie's suffering.
Yeah, well,
Maybe you're going to change my mind at that. Yeah, I never had a deal like this before.
Then you will do it.
Yeah, Pop, you've sold me a bill of goods. Where'll I find the old... your wife?
She's upstairs in her room. I wanted to keep her here with me rather than send her to a hospital. Hensley.
Yeah?
You'll be gentle.
You won't know a thing, Pop. Not a thing. My boy's a professional. And now...
Yes. Now, about the money. How much?
To you, Pop, I'm going to give you my rock-bottom price. $10,000.
$10,000? Very well. I have the money here. I think you'll find it all here.
Thanks, Pop. I won't even bother to count it. I trust you, see?
Mr. Hensley.
Yeah, Pop.
When?
Maybe tonight. Maybe tomorrow. You'll have some visitors, see?
Oh.
Don't worry. Everything will be taken care of. So long, Pop.
His life?
Oh, my God. Forgive me. Hensley! 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 Wait, Hensley!
It sounds like a screwy deal to me, Bart.
Yes, Inspector, the... are some rather odd circumstances connected with the case.
Who was it called you, anyway?
That was Fleming himself. He merely stated that he'd come into his wife's room and found this young Dr. Gil Martin dead on the floor.
Funny Fleming didn't call the police.
Mr. Fleming explained that, Inspector, by saying that his wife was seriously ill. He was afraid that any undue excitement might upset her.
Well, if a guy being murdered in her bedroom didn't upset her, he shouldn't worry about a couple of cops being around.
Well, you see, Mrs. Fleming was under the influence of an opiate when the intern arrived, Inspector. She didn't know about the murder.
Intern?
Yes, Dr. Gil Martin. He's an intern at the Long Meadows Hospital. He came with the ambulance. It was to take Mrs. Fleming to the hospital for an operation.
It still doesn't make sense.
Why not?
No motive.
That, Inspector, is why I disregarded Basil Fleming's request and brought along a cop.
Oh, Bart, you're wonderful. You know, sometimes I suspect you of thinking of me as a human being.
Oh, come, come, Inspector. You know very well that I became convinced long ago that you have at least half a dozen human qualities.
There must be some reason why I like this guy.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Who's that with you, your grandfather?
Now, just a minute, Drake.
Relax, Grandpa. I was only kidding. You're Barton Drake, aren't you, Hanson?
Why, yes, I am.
Yeah, I thought so. I heard the old man give you a buzz. I've seen your pictures and read a couple of your books. You're a pretty smart cookie.
Well, thank you.
And who are you?
Me? Oh, I'm May Hamilton. I was the old lady's nurse.
What do you mean? Was the old lady's nurse?
I got canned about an hour ago.
Well, it hasn't seemed to upset you very much.
You bet it hasn't. I was sick of the job anyway. And now that Gil's been knocked off...
Gil?
Yeah, Gil Martin, the intern. Him and me trained at the same hospital. He was my boyfriend.
Well, now, think of that. She's all broken up about it, isn't she?
Oh, corpses are okay when they happen natural, but... Well, Gil didn't die natural, see? Gee, just looking at him giving me the screaming memes. No, sir, I'm getting out of here just as soon as Charlie arrives.
And who's Charlie?
Charlie Butler. He's my other boyfriend. Them two sure hated each other. Oh, wait till Charlie hears what's happened to Gil. He'll sure get a laugh out of that.
I'll bet. It seems to me that you have rather an amorous existence, Miss Hamilton.
Amorous?
Mm.
Hey, you wouldn't be calling me names, would you, Hanson? Anyway, as soon as I got the can, I buzzed Charlie and told him to fit me up here.
Oh? Miss Hamilton, I thought I told you to leave this house.
Now, skip it, chum. I'm not leaving till Charlie gets here.
Impertinent woman. I beg your pardon, gentlemen. I'm Basil Fleming. I presume you are Barton Drake?
Yes, I am. And this is Inspector Noah Benton.
Hiya.
Oh, the police. Mr. Drake, I specifically...
I'm sorry, Mr. Fleming, but I asked Inspector Denton to come along as a personal favor.
And it's a lucky thing he did.
Why do you say that, Inspector Denton?
Well, this babe here has given us more motives for a murder in the last 5 minutes than we've had for a week.
Listen, Flatfoot, are you saying I had anything to do with Gil being knocked off?
Yeah, you want to make something out of it?
Why, you...
I think the inspector means, Miss Hamilton, that he'd like to ask you some further questions. Oh. Will you please not leave the house until we've had a chance to talk to you again?
I'm leaving the house when Charlie gets here, and no one's stopping me.
No? Well, you try it and see how far you get there.
Even so, I didn't want to run the risk of her waking up. Dr. Harvey quite agreed with me.
Dr. Harvey?
Dr. Leslie Harvey. Yes, sir. He's our family physician and an old friend.
I see.
He arrived shortly after the ambulance. When he learned what had happened, he helped me remove Dr. Martin's body to this room across the hall.
And where is this Dr. Harvey now?
He's returning tomorrow to take Lottie to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
He wanted her to have a day's rest after what happened.
Did Dr. Harvey say what he thought had caused Dr. Martin's death?
He said it appeared that death was due to poisoning.
Poisoning?
Dr. Harvey wasn't sure. He said the exact nature of death would have to be determined by the police.
And then he walked out before the police arrived.
Dr. Harvey is a very busy man, Mr. Drake.
Mm. Was it Dr. Harvey who recommended Miss Hamilton to care for your wife?
No. Help is so very hard to get these days. One has to take most anyone.
Yeah, that's just what you got, Father.
How long has this Miss Hamilton been here?
She came on duty this morning.
This morning? Say, that gives me an idea.
Yes, Inspector?
Don't you get it, Bart?
Hmm?
It's as plain as the nose on your face. Hamilton had these two guys in love with her. Doc Martin knew she was coming to work on this case, so he got assigned to the ambulance that was sent for Mrs. Fleming.
I see. But before taking Mrs. Fleming away, he decided to poison Miss Hamilton because she wouldn't marry him.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm.
It'd be easy to make it seem like Hamilton had drunk the poison by mistake.
Yes. And they probably decided to have a friendly drink while waiting for Mrs. Fleming to wake up,
uh-huh.
And she switched glasses on them.
Sure, it's simple.
Oh, Inspector, no, I'm afraid you're all wrong.
Huh? Why?
Why? Because it's too simple. In the first place, there wouldn't likely be deadly poison flying around, nor would there be any liquor for that friendly drink that you speak of. Nor would it be natural for one, even as crass as Miss Hamilton, to suggest a toast over her patient's sleeping form.
Well, it could have happened. Jumping Judas, what's that? It
sounded as though Miss Hamilton's in trouble. Come on, Inspector.
Horrible sight.
Do you recognize the knife, Mr. Fleming?
Why, yes, I do. It belongs here in the kitchen.
Come on, Dave. Oh. Up on your feet. You're all right. Oh.
What happened?
Suppose you tell us.
Charlie. Where's Charlie? Oh, no.
So you recognize him, do you?
Oh, yes. Is he dead?
As a mackerel.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie, why did you come here?
Now, Miss Hamilton. Miss Hamilton, suppose you tell us exactly what happened.
Oh, I don't know. I came into the kitchen a little while ago, and he was lying there.
Just like that, eh?
I think I screamed. I must have fainted. I don't know.
Bart, it doesn't add up. When boy friend number one gets knocked off, he makes for the wisecracks. When boy friend number two gets it, she's there with the tears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's many things here that don't add up, Inspector. Yeah. Look, I want you to take Miss Hamilton into the library and stay there with her until I get back.
Where are you going?
Mr. Fleming and I, Inspector, are going to call on Dr. Lester Harvey.
That guy coming back, he's been gone an hour.
Take it easy, babe. You're not going anyplace.
Oh, no. Well, you listen to me. I'm sorry, Inspector.
What's the matter?
I shouldn't have spoken that way. I must be upset.
Yeah.
Inspector Danton.
Well?
Did anyone ever tell you you were a striking figure of a man?
A what?
So strong and masculine looking.
You don't say.
I could go for someone like you, Inspector Danton.
Well, now.
Inspector.
Uh-huh.
Kiss me.
Ah, nuts. Listen, babe, you're not kidding me. Now take your arms from around my neck and go over there and sit down.
Why, you dumb fret, but I...
Anything wrong, Inspector?
No, everything's just dandy. What are you grinning about?
Nothing, Inspector. Absolutely nothing. I hope you and Miss Hamilton haven't been bored.
Now, listen, Bart, if you think...
Oh, not at all, Inspector. Not at all. Miss Hamilton, I'm sorry I kept you waiting so long.
Skip it, handsome. For a minute, I almost had Grant acting human.
Yeah.
What's the verdict?
Not very good, I'm afraid. Mr. Fleming and I went on a wild goose chase.
Couldn't locate Doc Harvey, eh?
No, Harvey's out of town for the weekend. Miss Hamilton, I suppose you've been wondering why I insisted that you remain in this house.
Well, I've spent more exciting hours.
The reason, Miss Hamilton, is that you're in danger of being murdered.
Murdered? Me? Say what?
I'm positive that you're scheduled to be the murderer's next victim.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Nobody's mad at me. I haven't done anything.
That's just the point. The murderer intends to prevent you from doing anything.
Oh, for crying out loud, can't you stop him?
I hope so, with your help, Miss Hamilton.
What do you want me to do?
The murderer knows you're in this room. He thinks you're alone. I propose that the inspector and I step behind that door.
Hey, whoa, back up. You're off the beam, handsome. If you think I'm going to set myself up as a clay pigeon for a nut with a gun, you're crazy.
Then what are you going to do, Miss Hamilton?
Why, I'm going to get out of here.
Also?
Yeah, right now. You got any objections?
No, not at all.
Well, then... Hey, who is this screwball who's got a yen to give me the work?
I'm not sure yet. All I know is that he's not far away this minute.
In his house, you mean?
Or outside, waiting.
For me?
Yes.
I see. You're a cruel one, Drake. Okay, so I got my choice of being a clay pigeon or a dead herring.
You're a very brave girl, Miss Hamilton.
Skip it. What do you want me to do?
Sit down. Relax. Pretend complete surprise if you have a visitor. Inspector Danton and I will be behind that closet door.
Safe and sound, huh?
Everything depends on you, Miss Hamilton. The person who comes into this room will reveal himself to be the murderer in one of two ways. He'll either tell you...
Or he'll shoot me and explain things afterward, huh? Barton Drake, you're wonderful. Okay, let's go. Hamilton, you're a sucker. But so what?
What makes you so sure this plan is going to work? We've been here a half hour and nothing's happened.
I'm not sure, Inspector. It's a chance we'll just have to take.
The babe can't stand the strain much longer. It's the fourth cigarette she smoked.
I think we can depend on her, Inspector. She's much braver than either you or I consider.
Brave, my eye. She just doesn't know any better. By the way, what happened to Fleming?
He's upstairs with his wife. Mrs. Fleming died in her sleep while we were out.
What?
Yes, the strain was apparently too much for her.
Well, I'll be...
Hey, what's that?
Keep quiet. Someone's opening the door. Hello, sister.
Hello yourself.
You alone?
No, the U.S. 15th Army is hiding behind the floor lamp.
You kill me.
Well, you just make sure you don't return the compliment and everything will be lovely.
Hey, you're kind of a cute member. Related to the old man?
Yeah, I'm his father.
And why didn't I meet you when I was here before?
So you've been here before?
Yeah, I was here before yesterday.
What's your name?
Duke.
Duke what?
Duke's all you need to know, baby. Where's the old man now?
How should I know?
Look, baby, skip the cracks. I got a message for the old man.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to tell him for me, baby.
Tell him what?
To say Duke was here and the deal's off.
What deal?
He'll know. To tell him Duke said it was a matter of ethics. I got a reputation to think of like anyone else.
I don't get it, but I'll tell him.
Thanks, baby. You're all right.
Am I? Look out behind
you. What?
For a long time.
Ducky, you can't prove a thing on me, not a thing.
Oh, so? Well, I'm afraid you're wrong, Duke. Basil Fleming is quite dead.
Dead?
Yeah, and you shot him. We both saw it. So did the girl. Hey, what happened to the babe?
She made a quick exit, Inspector. Really can't say I blame her.
So she didn't have anything to do with the murders, eh?
Not a thing, Inspector.
Then who was it?
Fleming.
Fleming? But he...
Yes, I know. You see, Fleming had hired Duke here to dispose of Mrs. Fleming.
That sounds crazy.
No, Inspector, it isn't. Mrs. Fleming was suffering from cancer. Fleming only wanted to end her misery. Unfortunately, after he hired Duke to take care of the matter, Dr. Harvey called and held out some hope for his wife's recovery.
But Fleming couldn't get hold of Duke to call off the deal, eh?
That's right. So it drove Fleming mad. He became suspicious of everyone who came to the house, thinking that Duke had sent them.
And he figured the only way he could stop him was to... kill him himself.
Yes, the poor devil's warped brain became obsessed with that one thought. My suspicions became aroused when Fleming identified Charlie Butler as Miss Hamilton's boyfriend. Now, there was only one way Fleming could have known that. Charlie himself had to tell him.
But Fleming didn't believe him. He knifed him in the kitchen while we were in here talking to Hamilton.
That's right, Inspector. And then Duke, he had to return to protect his reputation.
And Fleming almost got him, too.
Well, now, ain't that cute? All tied up and ready for delivery, eh? Just a couple of smart cuts.
Yes, that's right, Duke. You know, Duke, there's one thing about you I can understand perfectly.
Yeah?
That's why you worried about your reputation as a head of a thriving business.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. You see, in a way, you and I were running in competition. We were on opposite sides of the fence. Murdering was your business, and it's murderers like you that make mystery my hobby.